"That's it, dear," said Mrs. Bowden, melting like an ogre in a fairy tale into the shadows of her room.
"Oh, Mrs. Bowden,"
Alice called, her voice, she realized, sounding slightly shrill as Mrs. Bowden's face loomed back.
"I should be here by the time Edward John gets home from school, but if I'm delayed..."
"I'll say to him, don't fret yourself."
"You're very kind."
Alice smiled uncertainly. As the front door closed behind the mother and son, Mrs. Bowden exhaled, smoke wreathing about her curled head.
"Poor girl," she wheezed. "I don't know. These days..."
Alice withdrew money from the bank and somehow managed to arrive in Leadbutton Village Square at the appointed time. Edward John, delivered to the gates of his prep school, had hurried through them with the last of the latecomers. The mid-morning bus from Exeter had been full of village women returning from their regular excursion to the market. Laden with the week's rations and struggling to control squalling babies and noisy toddlers, they had stared at Alice, the only stranger amongst the otherwise familiar faces. When the bus drew up at the Leadbutton stop, they watched her as she scanned the village square and saw her react to the beeped horn of a small saloon car parked in front of the post office.